Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Art Strickland, who is live from Augusta, brought to you by GolfPartnerUSA.com. Art. Bryson DeChambeau jumped out to a great start yesterday. Today, the course has been unforgiving. Do you expect him to be able to maintain and hang with Scottie Scheffler as we get into the weekend?
You know, I wouldn't put my life savings on that. Paul, I think that what Bryson proved when he won at Wingfoot at the U.S. Open about 2 years ago is that when he is going good, the way he hits the ball, the way he putts it, he's unstoppable. But with Bryson, it can go south in a hurry. It really can. And every hole at Augusta, anybody who's watching on TV or been here in person knows that there's a disaster working in every hole. So really like where Scotty is, I think that Scotty's in a great spot. And you know, he was the favorite going in. I don't see anything derailing that now. But Bryson, if he keeps it up and he can avoid disasters, he's got physical tools that can make this an unfair fight. And so, but great leaderboard. You know, we saw some vintage Tiger Woods scrambling today. I mean, the fact that he grinded it out and you know, make set an all-time Masters record for most number of cuts in a row made. Really a fun week and a fun day at Augusta, but man, is it windy out here. I mean, really windy.
Who do you think has eaten up the most today, the wind?
Well, Jordan Spieth, for one. Yeah. I mean, he makes a nine. He starts out with a double bogey on the first hole. He makes a nine. You know, perfected one of my shots, hit it over the green, and then chipped back into the water from the other side of the green, which, you know, I perfected that shot, and he did it. So, you know, Jordan Spieth for one. You know, I think that people expected more from Brian Harman, British Open champ. Shot 47 on the back nine, another one of my perfected moves. And so, you know, tough out there, but really at Augusta, the greens are so fast and there's so much trouble out here. You know, there is a disaster at every hole. And so that's why, you know, Bryson may win it. He's got the physical tools, obviously, to win it. But don't be measuring him for a green jacket just yet.
Max Homa is playing very, very well. And he's someone I'm curious to see in the last couple of days at a major, because he's not easily frazzled. He's kind of a happy-go-lucky dude. And look, he's going, I mean, with the guys he's going to have to be playing with the next couple of days, it's going to be tough. But what do you think about Max and what he's done these couple of days?
Well, I think you're right. I think he's got the kind of the good attitude for the Masters. You know, this is a career changer. I remember I once asked Fuzzy Zeller at Oak Hills Country Club. He was there for a championship event. He won the U.S. Open. He had won the Masters. I said, Fuzzy, which one of those two majors is the best one to win? And since you're on the air and I don't want you to lose your license, I'm going to clean this up for you. He said, are you kidding me? The Masters is the golden ticket. No one even remembers who won the U.S. Open. So certainly this would be a career changer for Max Homa. Pulling out, but I agree with you. Good mentality, doesn't get too rattled, not prone to the big numbers or anything. So certainly Max could, you know, be there at the beginning. But, you know, Scotty's playing so good right now, and he's won here before, which is a huge advantage. And I really thought that Jordan Spieth would, you know, be helped by winning here again. He has five top five finishes, five. And now he's on an airplane headed back to Dallas right now, and I'm still here.
Yeah, obviously, did it just get in his head early, and then you can't claw out of that?
I think so. And, you know, his problem over the last 6 months has been he cannot find the fairway with his driver. You know, he almost has what they kind of refer to as the driving yips. He just has a hard time finding the fairway. He can scramble from anything. I think people saw, you know, last week at the Texas Open, he hit it on the roof of the clubhouse at TPC San Antonio. He still got up and down from there, but at Augusta, he just can't do that. There's such a premium on accuracy here. You gotta find a fairway. Jordan just can't do that, and that makes him a bad guy. That just means he's got free time on the weekend this weekend.
Yeah. Scotty Scheffler, another Dallas guy, you know, like we talked about, he's playing so well. What do you think has been the change the last 2 years in his game where he's been able to especially walk into any tournament and dominate it, but particularly the majors where he is just so locked in?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, confidence. Confidence is key. Winning the Masters the way he did a couple of years ago, working with Randy Smith, who is a Royal Country Club in Dallas. You know, Randy's worked with Scotty, worked with Justin Leonard. He knows what great players should look like. And so he had the confidence working with Randy Smith. And then the fact that, you know, he's putting, if he puts even average, he's going to win. His driving is so on point. Kind of the opposite, Jordan Spieth, that his driving is just remarkable and, you know, hits 15 fairways around. And so if you even punt average and you hit that many fairways, you're going to win. And he's won here before. which is a huge advantage. You know, I mean, VP Singh made the cut today. You know, he won in 2001. He made the cut. You know, winning here before and knowing how to do it is so key. And so that's what I really think the three things has given, you know, Scotty really a leg up going in. Plus, he's a nice guy and he doesn't get rattled. Randy Smith told me, he said, he is a low thumper, Art. That means he has a low heartbeat. And if you watch Scotty Scheffler, you watch him on TV tomorrow, very hard to tell whether he just made bogey, birdie, three in a row, two straight, you know, just has that same kind of placid, you know, expression, but that helps you a lot out here.
All right, Art, what is your go-to, like you're there for a couple days, how many pimento cheese sandwiches or egg salad sandwiches? What's your Augusta menu?
Yeah, it's egg salad all day and every day for me. I had three yesterday, and including one for breakfast. And, you know, as the thing goes, there may be a lot wrong with America these days, but when you can have an egg salad sandwich for breakfast at Augusta National, and then have a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich to top off your lunch with a few cheese straws thrown in there, you're doing something right. So egg salad, cheese straws, and a little Georgia peach ice cream sandwich to finish it off. You've got the makings of a great day.
There you go, Art. And look, you can actually sleep while you're there because Scott Drew's not leaving.
Yeah, good job on that. For not letting him go, and you know he doesn't play golf, but a lot of fishing holes in Waco, and there's only bourbon holes in Kentucky, so I think you made the right point.
Yeah, all right, Art. Enjoy Augusta. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, and it's always good to be with you guys. And just remember, I've got six guys here that I'm hosting on the trip.
Oh, the Art of Golf. Yeah, yep. Art of Golf Travel. Art of Golf Travel. Yeah, there we go. Sorry, I forgot that, Art. Thank you so much. Art Strickland there.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.